Father, this morning as we again just been in your presence and we continue to be in the reality of being loved by you, today reveal an aspect of who you are, your fatherhood in our lives that will excite us. We will be so willing to embrace this part of your divine nature that we may not have recognized, but today you're going to help us to recognize the beauty of this. So we thank you as you, again, just by your Spirit, reveal to us, you make yourself known to us. And it's always a joy when we get a revelation of you and can participate in this divine nature of yours. So we thank you as you share with us. We thank you as you enable us to be so established in your fatherhood, your Father's love for us. We want to thank you, Father, for your tremendous way in bringing life and healing and just and enabling us to really experience truly what it is to be established and rooted and so deep into your heart of love. And we want to stay in that place of tremendous security and feeling loved by you. So let this be made known, Father, this morning, not only here, but around the world, that people all over the world will experience you, not a religious God, but to know you as an incredible Father. And this we ask through your Son, Jesus. Amen. Amen. This morning I want to share something that it's for me, I'm still in the infancy of the revelation of this, and but I want to share with you so you have almost like a landing space to allow the fatherhood of God to manifest in a certain way that he wants to reveal himself to us this morning. So we go to John chapter 17, and I'm going to just read from verse 6 onwards. Where Jesus is praying to his Father and is to our Father, and he says, I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me. They have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I come from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. And then he carries on, and I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and are coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that scripture would be fulfilled. And then he says, I'm coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of this world. My prayer is not that you take them out of this world, but you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Set them apart by their truth, for your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I sent them into the world. For I myself, I have set myself apart, that they too may be truly set apart. Have you ever experienced the Holy Spirit speaking to you about the Father's jealousy through the scriptures of John 17? Because that's what our Heavenly Father wants to share with us this morning, his jealousy for us. And that's why today will be a landing place, a foundation where one is able to receive and embrace the jealousy of our Heavenly Father. And it's something beautiful. It is something that is life-giving. It's something that is, it's too good to be true. The jealousy of our Heavenly Father. And so as we've been going over the past few weeks and we've been focusing on right now where God is revealing Himself to us as Father, and for us to be able to open up to embrace His fatherhood, now with the revelation expanding in the lives of our Heavenly Father and us allowing, giving our Father permission to father us, now He's able to share with us His fatherhood jealousy. So it's not a religious jealousy. It's not this negative kind of a jealousy that we may have in our own human experiences. But this is a jealousy that comes from the incredible heart of our Heavenly Father, and to be able to experience that. And so when Jesus prays, and He says here in verse 10, "All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and glory has come to me through them." And this is the heartbeat, this is the foundation of understanding the Father's jealousy, because it's about what belongs to Him. You see, it's this incredible jealousy of our Heavenly Father, because we belong to Him and we belong to Jesus. What is the Father? The Father, remember we looked at last week, the Father has given us to Jesus. So we belong to Him, we belong to our Lord Jesus Christ. And so in the context of covenant, because that's what covenant is, what is mine is yours, what is yours is mine. So in the old days, marriage, the community of property, that covenant language, what is mine is yours, what is yours is mine, etc. So in the covenant, here we see that the Father, Jesus saying, "Father, all that you have is, you've given to me, and all that I have is yours." And in this incredible reality, we are in His Son Jesus. And so, all that the Father has and all that the Son has, we as His children have. And so this is a very important platform, a foundation to understand the jealousy of our Father, that which belongs to Him, and His zeal, His fire, His passion for you and I as His children. And so that's why then Jesus then can pray, "Father, protect them from the evil one." That's part of this jealousy of God that He's opening up over there, so that this in the jealousy of God we experience as we open up and we allow the Father to be jealous and receive His jealousy. There's this incredible divine protection protecting us from the evil. And that, so it's a good thing to allow the Father's jealousy to have the say in your life. It is a very powerful thing. So that's what we're wanting to spend a little bit of time. It's not going to be long, but it's going to be a time where we can receive the reality of our Father's jealousy. Now I want to go to the Old Testament, because the Old Testament helps us to understand a little bit of what God's jealousy is all about. First of all, I think when we speak about jealousy, if you look at the dictionaries of today, the number one definition is always the negative side of jealousy. It's this envy, it's this I don't like you being successful, I'm against you being successful. And so we find that very often in the jealousy understanding, it's normally a negative side to that over there. But there's also the positive side, so as we see, but that's normally the secondary definition of the word jealousy in the dictionaries. And so in a marriage, for instance, in a true love for one another, if someone's trying to steal your spouse, you will find a jealousy to protect, or you know what it's like, all the younger kids over there, when your parents want to protect you from friends that are not good for you. That's a good jealousy, because they want to protect you from being destroyed and contaminated by evil, etc. And so there's this jealousy. They're not being mean. They just love you. That's a jealousy that's flowing out of the heart of love. And so that's more of the reality of a Heavenly Father, that kind of jealousy. So in the Hebrews, jealousy and the zeal of God is the same word. So when we see the zeal of God, then you know that's His jealousy in action. So that's what we're looking at. So it's this hot passion within God. It's a strong emotion that rises up with God that moves into an action to protect His incredible, precious belongings, you and I. Okay, so that's good. And I don't know about you, but I like that our Father is jealous about us. It's a good place to be, living in the reality of the Father's jealousy. And so that's what we're looking at. And so in Exodus chapter 34, we notice over here that when God is speaking, and whenever God speaks about His jealousy, it's always in the context of covenant, because it's relational. Remember, covenant is God's relation. It's a relational reality of how God will be relating with you and I, and how we'll be relating with Him. So every single time when God speaks about the jealousy, we start to see it's in the context of Him making a covenant with Israel. And now in Christ Jesus, He's made a covenant with us, how He relates with you and I. And so we experience through Jesus Christ the real full jealousy of our Father for us. And so here He's now giving the Ten Commandments, and after that He's now giving them the new stone tablets, because remember they were destroyed, etc. And here in verse 10, then the Lord said, I'm making a covenant with you. Before all your people, I will do wonders never before done in any nation in all the world. The people will live among you will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you. And one of the reasons why God is helping us to understand His jealousy and what it is for us to partake in His jealousy, for us to have His jealousy burning within us, is that we will be jealous for His name. Because there's a move of God coming, we will not take His glory. And so this must be established within us right now, to know what and partake in His jealousy, because He's jealous for His name. And we will be jealous for His name. Okay, so in the Ten Commandments, concerning His name, He's a jealous God. And we must not use His name in vain. We must not worship other gods. And so it's all in the context of us. Now He's our Father, we His children. And He's sharing with us about a covenant He's making, or He's now made here with His people, Israel. And He says, obey what I command, and today I will drive out before you, and He names all the nations that He's going to be driving out. Then He says, be careful not to make a treaty with those who live in the land where you are going, or they will be a snare among you. Now we're starting to see the jealousy of our Heavenly Father. Don't do that, because that's going to be a snare. It's not good for you. I'm a jealous God. So if you do that, my jealousy is going to be roused, and I'm going to be actively involved with my zeal to come and do something about this to protect you, because you belong to me. Okay. And so we're seeing this. And so that's why you look at the history of Israel, and you'll see all the time the jealousy of God involved in dealing with his nation over there. And he carried on, break down their altars, their snares, their sacred stones, and all, and cut down all the Asherah poles. So, in the covenant, how God's going to be relating with them, and how they're going to be relating with God, He starts to give them the way forwards. And the things that are going to be trapping us, the things that are going to be tripping us up, the things that are going to get in the way of this love relationship, get rid of them, He's saying to the Israelites. Don't bring anything that's going to destroy our covenant love relationship. They must go. I'm a jealous God. Okay. And then He carries on. Do not worship any other God, for I, the Lord, whose name is jealous. But you know that God's name is jealous. Our Father's name is jealous. Remember, the name and who He is cannot be separated. So we for us to understand and just try and comprehend something about who our awesome Father is, we somehow in our brain we put God as jealous, God is this, God is that, but that's who He is. He is jealous God. That's a part of His divine nature. And so it's not like something that He just switches on and off. It's who He is. He's an eternal God. And so His jealousy is operating. It's flowing. It's a reality, because that's who He is. And so He says over there, my name is a jealous. My name is jealous. Do not worship any other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. So when we understand something about Isaiah chapter 9 that we looked at also last Sunday, and we began to see there when the prophet was prophesying the birth of his son Jesus Christ, God's son Jesus Christ, and it speaks about that a child will be born and the government will be upon his shoulder, etc. And it spoke about prophesying about the kingdom. His kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom. And then it says, and the zeal of God will do this. That's a jealousy of God, seeing His kingdom expanding, to see Him involved in dealing with the stuff, then the demonic forces and all the stuff and the sins of people that's coming against the people of God, His kingdom people. The zeal of God will be for that. So when God spoke in Isaiah chapter 4 concerning the promise for 1947, the glory of God, in Isaiah chapter 4 He speaks about this incredible spirit of judgment, etc., this fire and that will come, because it's part of the jealousy of God in purifying the body of Christ, the family of God, so that His glory can become a reality through our lives. So this is what we're looking at over there. So in Exodus chapter 20, here when Moses now gets the Ten Commandments, and God spoke all these words, and He said, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven or above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sins of the fathers to the third and fourth generation who hate me. That's interesting that Yahweh, He uses the words those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and kept my commandments. Again, in the context of a covenant, God is now revealing Himself as a jealous God. In a scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul is sharing something very profound based on the revelation of God's jealousy from the Old Testament. And he says there, he's actually just basically repeating what God said to Moses and to the Israelites. Verse 14, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? What does a believer have in common with the unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? Again, in the context of this covenant of God and of the reality of people worshiping other gods. And this is what he's addressing. But he says over there, as God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. This is the new covenant. Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. And then he says over here, touch no unclean thing, for this is now New Testament, I will receive you. That word receive is a big thing over here. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. So once again we see here when God is making the promise of this new covenant based on the Old Testament, he once again is saying, guys, God has not changed. He's a jealous God. You, speaking to the folk at that time, you are worshipping all these Roman gods and all these different pagan gods. He said, no, God's a jealous God. There's a zeal in God that has an action to it. And so you're going to be experiencing the hot breath of God. You're going to be experiencing the red face of God. You're going to be experiencing the strong emotions of God in your life, because these gods are interfering with our divine love relationship. And anything that comes in the way of our love relationship, you can understand I'm a jealous God, and I'm going to be doing something about that. So this is a reality, and this is what God wants for the body, because we're praying for the believers in South Africa, is wanting the body of Christ to begin to experience and open up to the allowing the jealousy of our Heavenly Father to be so involved in our lives. And that is liberating, because without us really understanding, we start to find this jealousy of God sets us free from every little thing that gets in the way of our father-son, our father-daughter, father-child relationship. That's deliverance. Because the jealousy of the Father is a powerful way of setting us free, and He's dealing with stuff that is tripping us up and preventing us from an intimate relationship with Him. He will be our Father. Come out from among them. And so this is a time where our Heavenly Father doesn't want us to know Him from a distance. He doesn't want us to know the word Father. He wants us to be able to say, Father, just as we've opened our heart and we said, Father, I give you permission to be Father, to have full Father rights in my life. Likewise, Father, you're sharing with us now that part of your fatherhood is your jealousy. And here I am at this morning, and I say, Father, I open up and allow your jealousy to come and just be so actively involved in my life. I embrace your jealousy. And anything that is getting in the way of intimacy with the Father will be revealed by the Holy Spirit, so we can repent. But there's a lot of other stuff that our Heavenly Father's jealousy will deal with without us even knowing, because that's what He does. And so there are certain things that we will become aware of and we will be made known. And just like Paul writes there, come out from that. That's the repentance. We're coming out of that because we realize that, Father, this I experiencing your jealousy. You're revealing to me things in my life because you are a jealous God, and I've opened up my heart to receive your jealousy. We can reject His jealousy. Just like children can reject that love jealousy of the parents and just say, no, I'm going to go do my own thing. You're trying to tell me how to live my life. You don't want me to do this and do that there. No. And guess what? You're going to mess up your life because you're rejecting your parents' love jealousy from a pure heart to protect us from the evil. Same with our Heavenly Father. We can say, no, Father, I'm going to reject your jealousy. And then I want to go do my own thing. And we get hurt. We make these stupid mistakes and we mess up our lives because we're rejecting His jealousy. But the good thing about God's jealousy, it's redemptive. It's so powerful. It's so full of life. And as you and I just open up, and I experienced this, as I said, this is still a very early revelation that God is sharing with my life. But I've experienced when I just opened up and I said, Father, I embrace the fact that you're a jealous God. I'm your precious possession. I belong to you. And I embrace your jealousy. I found over there what His jealousy did was quite amazing. I found such a freedom. I found so many things just without me understanding and knowing. I just felt, wow, God, this jealousy is good. And you'll probably experience that because in the Hebrew there, the word jealousy also is like this red hot. And often they would use his face is red, like blushing. Jealous, you know. It's that you might experience that heat of God inside of you dealing with this stuff that we don't even know, bringing so much healing and setting us free from stuff that is tripping us up and getting in the way of us knowing our Father and really experiencing His fatherhood within our lives. It's a good thing to embrace the Father's jealousy. It's pure, it's holy. It's not a negative thing. It's not destructive. Our Father is not insecure, and He delights for us. He says, "It is my Father's glory that you bear much fruits." So human jealousy is, "No, no, no, I don't like your success." Envy is a little bit different, because jealousy in our language in the New Testament, jealousy is like, I really don't like your success and I hate you. And envy has that, but there's an action to it where I'm going to do anything I can to prevent you from having success. That's an add on to the jealousy, or to envy, has that action to it. So when people are jealous with you, they may say things and that, but an envious person will be jealous and put in a plan to stop you from succeeding in life. God's not like that. He has given us the Holy Spirit so that we can succeed in life. He's not insecure. He's big. So now, as we come and we say, "Father, you're a jealous God." And you speak also to the Israelites there, that you are jealous over your name. And all of a sudden, when Jesus starts to speak, "Hallowed be your name," now we'll begin to understand this is about us being jealous, protecting our Father's name. That whatever I do as a child of God, now I must make sure whatever I do it in the name of Jesus. Now it's a challenge for my lifestyle, because now I must protect my Father's name. Hallowed be your name. So I need to be jealous. I need to have a hot passion to make sure that His name will always be exalted in and through my life. The jealousy of God. Because we are partakers in His divine nature. And this is the time for us as the family of God in South Africa to really begin to know the Father's jealousy. So that, as Jesus said, then I'm praying for those who are going to believe in the message, that they may be one as we are one, so that the world, so South Africa will know that you have sent me and have loved them. And so as the believers of the family of God, it's so important for us to begin to really become jealous for the name of God, to become jealous for His glory. We're made in His image. Just as because He's a jealous God, we've got jealousy within us. But sin, the self-centered sin, has really captured our jealousy. And that's why very often our jealousy is the negative side. But we taste as an aspect of a good jealousy towards the people we love, to protect them. How much more the purity of our Father's love. No sin in Him. He's not a selfish God. How much more is He involved in protecting us with His incredible passion and jealousy? So let's open up. Let's receive the Father's jealousy. Let Him become very jealous and allow that fire of His to deal with anything that's getting in the way of our growth, our relationship. And may you experience the grace of God to making the decisions, in saying, "Okay, Father, you're showing me you're a jealous God. You're showing me that this, you want to help me get free, because it's messing up my relationship and our relationship, whatever it may be." And that's who we are. So are you ready to open up for the Father's jealousy? Hey, it is so good. The result of this is that, as I shared, the Father won't be just there anymore. You'll experience, when Jesus says that the Father and I will come make our dwelling within us, within you as believers, by the Holy Spirit, the fatherhood of God becomes very, very real. for us who didn't really have fathers, that fathers died when you were still young, this is very, very special. Because now you have the reality of sitting with your Heavenly Father and allowing Him to mentor you, allowing Him to father you in life, allowing Him how to father you in marriage, in raising children, allowing Him to father you in many areas in our lives. And it's so good to have a father that has your back. So good to have a father that's so jealous, and He knows anything that's going to be destroying us. He knows how, by the Holy Spirit, to make these things known, to protect us. And God will often use people and share a, maybe like a warning dream or whatever it may be, that the Heavenly Father saying, be careful, be careful, be careful, because that's a setup from the enemy and these kind of things. It's the fatherhood of God. It's the jealousy of God actively involved in our lives. But please embrace it. Open up and say, Father, I receive your jealousy. And it'll open up so much more of experiencing the involvement of a Heavenly Father in our lives. Many people are going into all kinds of, whether it's religions, into sinful behaviors, because they don't understand the identity. They're trying to find the identity. They're trying to find their sexual identity. They're trying to find just the identity in so many areas. We only find our true identity in the reality of knowing our Heavenly Father. Whether you're male or female, you find your identity by knowing Him. That's how you find your true identity. And that's why this fatherhood is such a big thing. So much healing. So, pain, hurt, all that stuff that's in the way, the jealousy of our Father is healing. To set us free from past stuff so that we can live loved by our Father. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, as we have the communion with you, and it's a covenant meal, that through your Son that we can know you as Father. We'll take the time as we have communion also, but even now, we just come and say thank you that you are a jealous God. Thank you that you are a jealous God. Thank you that your name is jealous. We can almost quote John 3:16, when jealous so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Just by putting jealousy in your name, for God so loved, we're jealous so loved, we get an incredible revelation of this incredible loving jealousy, because we belong to you through the blood of Jesus Christ. So we want to thank you for this love that is so passionate, so action, so full of action to enable us to be set free in your involvement in our lives. So we come this morning, Father, and just open up and say, yes, Father, thank you that you are a jealous God. It's our protection. It's our safety. You are good. And we open up and we allow and we receive and accept, Father, your fatherhood in our lives. We accept your full fathering, and that includes you as a jealous Father. We receive that. Father, we ask for grace over our lives. We ask as you begin to share and to remove and to deal, whether it's by the angels, by the Holy Spirit, through the body of Christ, whatever way, Father, that you begin to just deal with our lives. We want to thank you that this work of Holy Spirit, this cleansing, the power of the blood of Jesus in just removing stuff, and the resurrection power of Christ by the Holy Spirit alive and bringing us the life of Christ into us. We want to receive and embrace that in every area of our lives, in our thoughts and our emotions, in our body, in every area. Oh, Father, I don't know. If we could just stretch your arm that as wide as possible, we just welcome you, welcome you, welcome you, and thank you for being jealous Father in our lives. Well, we ask, Father, because you're a jealous Father, we ask this jealousy to be made known to your family in our nation. That our family, your children, we as your children will be open now to receive your act of jealousy in our lives. So we want to thank you for the freedom. We want to thank you for the deliverance. We want to thank you for us as your children being set away because we do not belong to this world, and for us being delivered from being so ground bound and so caught up in getting our identity in the world and all that the world offers. We want to thank you particularly, Father, that this jealousy of yours is so involved in protecting us from the evil one. And as Jesus prayed, protect us from the evil one, we thank you for your jealousy in that area, that none of us will be lost, Father. Jesus, you've prayed as you prayed for Peter. The enemy came and did his thing, but you prayed for Peter and how he became an incredible child of yours, Father, touching our lives today even. So we want to thank you for your involvement in the area of the demonic and the spiritual realm. We receive your jealousy, Father. We receive your jealousy. And I'm asking, as we begin to experience your jealousy, I'm asking now, Father, that within us, awaken within us, because we are partakers in your nature, awaken within us this jealousy for our town, this jealousy for your name, this jealousy for our families. Awaken within us this pure, pure, incredible, powerful, life-giving jealousy, that we will be found as people that are jealous people, revealing your jealousy over the lives of the people that you have given to us in our towns and our cities and our nations. So we ask that we will be recognized as people that's got a zeal, your zeal within us, that is so actively involved, Father, and not just turning a blind eye, not just burying our head, but we will be a fiery people full of your jealousy, because we see that the sin and the demonic realm is destroying your family, and for those that are going to still become believers, children of God through your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to be able to pray, Father, as we pray from a foundation of jealousy, to intercede for the people, to intercede for our nation, because your Spirit is showing us so many things that has robbed and destroyed the lives of our people. So we ask, Father, for the destiny of our nation. We ask, Father, that your family will begin to become fiery zealots of the kingdom of God, to be able to really know and to decree and to pray and to share the gospel and to set the captives free, what all the mighty works that you are wanting to do, as we are rooted in your love, in your fatherhood, in your jealousy. And we thank you for that. So Jesus, thank you as we eat together this morning with you. Thank you for your blood that cleanses, your blood that works, your blood that purifies continuously. Oh, we receive and embrace the power of your blood. We want to thank you for your broken body. And even this morning, again, I can say to you, Lord Jesus, thank you that your body is sufficient for the brokenness of a nation. Your body has done it all for the brokenness of a nation. And so we thank you that by your jealousy, Lord, that your zeal will accomplish the advancement of your kingdom, that a nation will be able to come and experience you and receive healing. Because by your stripes we are healed. So let the jealousy of yours, Father, based on this covenant that you have made, Father, let this jealousy become so real, so that people, all of us that are caught up in sicknesses and diseases and all that, will begin to experience your jealousy in setting us free, and there will be a healing movement over this nation. Likewise with your blood, Lord. Your blood is sufficient for all the sins, the transgressions, the iniquity of a nation. And we want to thank you for the power of your blood that is eat. Lord, as we drink and eat, we want you to stir within us a jealousy, your love in sacrificing, because you asked the Father for the inheritance, the nations as your inheritance. And because you've asked, we want to be jealous, because it's of your possession, it's of your inheritance. So we ask this morning, And this we ask and we receive it through you, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.